A few weeks ago, our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviewed a recording of a violin concerto, Offertorium, written by the leading Soviet female composer, Sofia Gubaidulina. That recording, featuring Gidon Kremer, has just won the prestigious Kusevitsky International Record Award, and Lloyd says he's pleased to find more of her music has recently been released.
A little over a year ago, I never heard of Sofia Gubaidulina. Now I can't wait to hear more of her remarkable compositions. For me, she was the major discovery of last year's Soviet American Music Festival in Boston. More of her music has recently become available. On the new Art and Electronics label, distributed by MCA, there are three of her works that feature the cello and a Russian folk instrument called the bayan, which looks and sounds like an accordion. But instead of having buttons on one side and a keyboard on the other, the bayan has buttons on both sides. Gubaidulina uses this instrument to create an extraordinary range of sounds, from flights of innumerable bees to eerie Twilight Zone effects in which the bellows move but no keys are pressed. It's like someone breathing. Gubaidulina's music is often deeply religious. One reason she chose these particular instruments is that playing them suggests an image of crucifixion, the bayan moving across the chest, the cello bow crossing the strings. A piece called Et Expecto for solo bayan is about the second coming. The ending is like an exhalation. The cello and organ crossing paths in croce is meant to suggest the cross itself. The most ambitious piece on the album, The Seven Last Words, is a seven-movement work for bayan, cello, and string orchestra and depicts the last moments of Christ on the cross. It was suggested by and quotes from Die Sieben Worte, a passion by the great pre-Bach composer Heinrich Schütz. In the Soviet Union, the religious element is downplayed, and Gubaidulina's Seven Last Words is known only as Partita for Cello and Bayan. But the musical program is quite explicit. We hear the earthquake in the rumbling, shaking tremolos of the bayan. Christ's spirit ascends from the cross as the cello bow moves up the strings to the bridge, then passes beyond it. The climax of Seven Last Words is one of the most harrowing depictions of physical and spiritual suffering in music. works build with a creepy, terrifying intensity towards cosmic struggles between good and evil, life and death. The Bayan player is Friedrich Lips, and he's one of the most expressive instrumentalists I've ever heard. He can make his Bayan sound like anything from a grand organ to a voice crying in the wilderness. He's even written a book called The Art of Accordion Playing. The cellist Vladimir Tonka is equally impressive. Another great cellist, Yo-Yo Ma, plays Gubaidulina's Rejoice with violinist Gidon Kramer on a new album for CBS. Joy, Gubaidulina says, is the transition to another plane of existence. She embodies this idea in her use of harmonics. That's where you change the pitch on a stringed instrument by changing not your place on the string, but the amount of pressure on it. Let's close with a movement called Rejoice with Joy. Joy here has been only tentatively achieved. Gubaidulina's music, though, suggests that joy may never be exactly what we expect it to be.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new recordings of music by Sofia Gubaidulina, distributed by MCA and CBS.